The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes.
And we have a really fun show today. I'm excited.
We're going to be talking about energy today. We're going to go green.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of energy.
And this is a live call-in show, so if you have questions for any of our guests, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Yeah, we're going to have two guests on. We're going to have Larry Stratton from Cascade Thermal Imaging, and he works a lot in energy efficiency and doing energy audits on homes and commercial buildings. And we also have with us Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems, located in beautiful Ballard.
Right, an expert in solar heating systems and solar systems.
Yeah? Not heating systems.
Solar systems.
Solar design.
Solar design.
Yeah.
Yes, things to do with solar.
Did you read his card?
I did.
Okay, I'm just checking because sometimes you add things that I'm like, where did that come from?
Well, you left the room for a minute. I'm up on all of this.
So okay.
We've got the information.
Is there actually heating systems with the solar too?
Say yes, Joe. Say yes.
Of course. Yes, there is.
We'll get into that very, very soon. But of course, as most listeners have been figuring out as we've been doing the show over the last few months, we usually start our first segment making sure that we talk about rates and what's going on. And I know this week is quite important, correct?
This is a big week
for
interest rates, because we've had rates so low for so long.
People have gotten spoiled, actually.
We have, and it's so funny. I mean, the expectations of people, you know, that are sort of new to rates and everything is so different from those of us that have been around. That, you know, my first house was at 15% interest rate, and mine was at nine. You know, celebrated like with the champagne when we got down to 11.5%.
Right. Yeah, so, I was so stoked when I got 9 because we had just gotten under double digits. So it was like, what a big win.
That's right. And so the Federal Reserve has a tendency, they'll drop interest rates when we have a sort of an economic calamity. They did it back in the early 2000s when the tech bubble burst. Back then, the Fed dropped their benchmark rate down to about 1%. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know, we saw mortgage rates then were hovering around probably 6.3% or so. And then those rates dropped down about 0.5%. The Fed continued to raise its benchmark back in the 2000s. And we got, they kind of hit a peak around 2006. We had mortgage rates around just a little over 6.5% at that time.
Yeah, I remember that.
When the bubble burst, the benchmark rate at that point was around 5.25%. So it went from 1% to 5.25%. Today, we're extremely, extremely low, and this is going to be our first increase in over a decade. So I'm saying increase. The Federal Open Market Committee meets tomorrow. This is the division of the Fed. There is about an 80-85% chance that they'll increase short-term interest rates 0.25%. And that's the expectation right now. That expectation, though, has pretty much already been cooked into today's mortgage rates. So if it happens, what we're looking at is of course, whether or not they increase rates, but probably even more importantly, what their bias is towards future increases.
Right. And I love that bias.
The bias. And as we're really going to be looking at their statement, the Fed release statement. And the conventional wisdom right now is that we'll probably see them continue to increase in 0.25% increments at least about once per quarter. And that's the expectation.
I told a client that the other day. You should have seen their eyebrows just shoot up.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what? Oh, no. We don't really anticipate. I mean, there's always one of my economists at Seattle University once told me, he says, never trust a one-armed economist because they can't see on the other hand. So there's lots of opinions out there about which way
these
rates are going to go.
On
and, because some will say rates are going to go up, some will say rates are going to go down. the consensus. If I kind of look at what all the economists say, and then I average it.
I can't help but visualize a bunch of one-armed economists right now all trying to wave.
That's right. Yeah, well, I'll save my other economist jokes for another show. But, we don't really think the rates are going to go up dramatically. And, of course, right. We doubt they're going to go down dramatically either, unless there is some sort of a catastrophic event that affects our economy or the world economy. World economy is still pretty weak. Things aren't great out there.
Yeah. And we might be looking really good in the Seattle area, but people have to remember there's a lot more going on.
That's right. And we're dealing with national numbers and international numbers when it comes to our monetary policy and how we set our rates.
Yep.
So the big thing to fear with mortgage rates and will affect the bond market is the fear of inflation. And the thing that will cause inflation to go up more quickly than anything else is wages. Right now, we just do not have it. We don't have pressure on wages. We don't have that inflationary fire burning. In fact, if anything, it could be just the opposite, as we've seen our commodity prices nearly collapsing recently. You know, oil, way down. Gasoline price, we'll probably be under $2 a gallon.
Yeah, my husband was just telling me today how excited he was at the diesel rates he saw, because he got it around $2. And he was just like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And
I paid under $2 the other day for diesel. It's insane right now.
Yeah. So, well, I was mentioning to him how even, you know, the cost of oil impacts housing prices. And he was what do you mean? And then he was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I guess I can understand how in a number of different levels. But
it's all interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, the less it costs to put money in fill up the tank, is more money left in your pocket. You can use that to spend on other things.
Oh, yeah.
Or if your commute is less expensive, that sort of thing. So we're looking at all those factors.
So given what my husband just told me about diesel rates, I better have some pretty darn good Christmas gifts.
Yes, you better. That's right.
I'm getting excited now.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun to think about.
We're going to have to quiz him. I'll pull
James,
him aside.
James, are you listening?
I'm going to pull him aside and rub his bald little head and say, you better have some sort of nice present for Reba.
He's already, you know what? God love him. He's already been putting stuff in our stockings and under the Christmas tree. I always feel super lame at Christmas time because I'm one of these people kind of does everything a little bit on the later side because I'm usually so busy this time of year.
Oh, I see you as a present shaker. You're out there rattling it.
No. You know what I suck at, Eric? The reason I don't buy all my gifts early is because I get so excited about giving presents that he knows every year if I get super excited about a gift I got him, he gets it early.
Oh, got it.
And then I end up spending way more money at Christmas because then I still have to have something left for him to open on Christmas Day. I do it every single year, and I'm trying to control myself this year.
Okay, I'm going to give all of you parents out there, I'm going to give you a quick tip. We're way off the subject of interest rates, which are still really good, hovering around 4%, so we're all good on that. When my kids were very little, I would take one present and I'd run outside. We had ones that came from Santa.
Oh, I remember you telling me these.
And I would heave that thing up onto the roof of the house and then not say a word. And
better have waterproof
first year
packaging.
I did that, my oldest son, Kyle, he's outside playing and all of a sudden he comes running and he's just breathless. Dad. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, a present fell out of Santa's sleigh. A present fell out of Santa's sleigh. And I'm like, what? He goes, it fell out of the sleigh. It is up on the roof. And I'm like, no way. He's like, yeah. So we run outside and I look up there and it's like, oh, all right, I'll go get a ladder. And so I went, grabbed a ladder and, went, got the present out. But
did you do waterproof packaging though? Because it's so soggy here. I mean, you'd have to really, really watch your timing.
We had it all worked out. Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah. Between that and leaving the carrots out, for the reindeer.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Well, you've told me you even left like poo out and tried to pretend it's actual reindeer.
I didn't. The reindeer did.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
It was in the driveway. Yeah,
okay.
I have no idea how it got
I gotta
there.
Say you were probably a super fun dad.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was pretty cool.
Yep. So,
so before we get too far off of rates and stuff, I told you before I want to try and bring up as many weeks as I can recall to do it. There's also that HARP refi program still out there.
It's still out there. And if you have a loan that was closed before May of 2009 and that loan is owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you still can do a streamlined refinance whether or not you have equity in that property and whether or not it's owner occupied, non-owner occupied, or a second home. So we can't use that program to combine loans together, and you can't pull extra cash out. But right. if you just want to lower the rate on that program, it's still available.
And timely for us to talk about that, since you were just saying where rates are, what's going on, and what rates were prior to the downturn.
That's right. They were still higher than where we're at now. There's lots of loans out there that are still up in the 5% range, mm-hmm. high 5% range, that are
good candidates
for that program.
Yeah, I'm still talking to people about foreclosures and short sales that had loans from
Absolutely.
Back then. So.
And if that's something where you want some research done to figure out if that loan may or may not be eligible, just give a call. You can drop me an email, eric@ericismybanker.com. E-R-I-C is my how you spell my name. So
hashtag Eric is bald.
Does that really work? That really works? There's really a hashtag out there?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
I've been using it on you.
Oh, man,
actually, you know what I was thinking about on the way up here today?
Yeah.
Eric hates Prius. I want to do a hashtag Eric hates Prius because I was right behind a Prius on the way here. And I just told my husband this the other day. Every time I'm behind a Prius, I think of you, which is probably a bad thing that I'm thinking about you more than I'm thinking about my husband because there's so many Prius on the road.
I actually got passed by one the other day and I like choked on my coffee. I couldn't believe it.
Because he was actually going faster. I get passed by Prius all the time, and I even ride a little sports car.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, that's happened to me like once. So
that just tells me how fast you drive.
Now, I'm pretty sure I've got it figured out, though, the problem, and I think it's driving position because some of them are sitting so close to the steering wheel that they actually can't see their rearview mirror. It's actually behind them, so they have no idea that I'm behind them.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that we can say is a positive about those Prius. Mm,
yeah.
Is they're energy efficient?
Yes. Yeah, they
you
sure know, are.
You may not like being stuck behind them all the time.
No.
But thinking about the planet.
I'm fascinated by all of this, and especially our topic today, you know, with all the energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go for the Prius. I think I'd go for the Tesla instead.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I'd be
but,
all about the Tesla.
But I'm fascinated about it, just as long as they're not in the left lane.
Yeah,
that's all good.
Since we have Joe in the studio here, one of our guests, feel free to chime in on a Prius comment because I got to say this is a constant thing.
And
for
we
Eric.
Come back. So after the break, we'll be back with energy efficiency and energy information. Stay tuned on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.